40 days of peace, joy, peace, and trust in God. Romans 15 verse 1 says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Hi, this is Jim Brown. Throughout the world today, people are clamoring for peace. I don't know the percentage of the world, but I can't imagine anyone not wanting more peace in their lives. 2,000 years ago, the Apostle Paul prayed for the church in Rome. They were struggling with issues, with Jews that didn't like them, a Roman government that didn't trust them, and differences of opinion about issues within the church itself. There was enough stuff going on so that Paul prayed this prayer for them. And in doing so, he was teaching them, and us, where to look for joy and peace. If you think about Paul for a bit, you can't help but remember that he was first Saul, the persecutor of the church, before he was drawn to Christ. He caused much upset and lack of peace among the believers when he was known as Saul. But God, I love those two words, intervened and Christ himself met Paul on the road to Damascus. And after some training in the ways of Christ by, among others, Peter, Paul began his service to the king. Here is the great truth, that God is the source of hope and that only God can fill you and me with joy and peace. And that only happens when we put our trust in Him. I also love Paul's superlatives. Quote, then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Unquote. Ah, joy, peace, trust, and hope, all tied together in our great God. My prayer, Lord, thank you for the abundance you offer me. You offer to fill me with your joy and peace and hope. And that's more than enough to help me through whatever I'm going through or will be going through. Amen.